The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And you know, when we hear the Duran Duran, it is time to welcome in our buddy, our morning answer expert, Joel Pollack is here, senior editor at large at Breitbart. Check him out every day for your news, Breitbart.com, and follow him on all the social media platforms at Joel Pollack. He also has a book out right now, Rhoda, a biography. Get that. And a compelling story, by the way, very close to home. This is Joel's mother-in-law passing away with an incredible story. Get that wherever books are sold. And Joel, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, we have a lot. Okay, so it's raining. We've got strikes. But we have to spend some time talking about what the Daily Mail reported could be the possible indictment of former President Trump. They say it could happen today. The grand jury is back today. They, I think, go until about 4 or 5. I think they go until 5 o'clock East Coast time. And it's believed that there's a possibility that we could find out whether or not Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, is going to launch this indictment against President Trump. What are you hearing? Because I know you guys are going to be covering this wall to wall at Breitbart as we learn more.
I think it's definitely happening. So I think people should price that into however they consume the news. This is going to happen. There's an essay by George Orwell from almost 80 years ago, I think, called Shooting an Elephant. And it's the story of a policeman in Burma who is told he has to go track down an elephant that broke free and went on a rampage and killed somebody. And the moment he arrives at the elephant, he realizes he should not shoot the elephant, that the elephant is back to normal, that it just needs to be chained up again and fed and whatever. But there's a crowd that has followed him, and the crowd expects to see him shoot the elephant. And so he feels like he has no choice because there's the weight of expectations. And that's what happened to Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. He campaigned on indicting Trump on all kinds of other stuff, but then found there was no evidence. And Trump doesn't really appear to have committed any kind of state or federal crime, at least not one that could be prosecuted within the statute of limitations. So he decided not to prosecute Trump. And then two of his prosecutors quit, and one wrote a tell-all book about it. And there's this incredible public pressure from left-wing donors like George Soros. And there's this expectation of the spectacle. And now that the leaks have come out and Trump has said he expects to be indicted, the public is going to see an indictment whether one is warranted or not. It's like shooting an elephant. It's the wrong thing to do, but there's so much expectation behind it that Alvin Bragg is in the same position as the colonial policeman of George Orwell's Burma. He's going to try to shoot the elephant. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to go any better for Alvin Bragg than it did for George Orwell. George Orwell writes that he was very bad at shooting the elephant. It's a very big target, and you can hit it several times, but if you don't know what you're doing, you're not really going to kill the elephant. You're just going to cause it suffering. And that's what happens now with Alvin Bragg about to indict Donald Trump. He's not going to convict Trump of anything that will stick around in the appellate courts. He's just going to make everybody angry. He's rallying Republicans behind Trump already. He's getting Democrats riled up to a feverish pitch. They want to see the guillotine brought out. And he's dividing Americans. This is creating a constitutional crisis. You now have Congress demanding that Alvin Bragg show up to testify to explain himself. Under ordinary circumstances, that would be completely inappropriate to interfere in a prosecution like that. Unfortunately, this isn't really a prosecution. It's a witch hunt. So now you have people busting norms left and right, and Americans set against one another because these prosecutors have taken money from the ideological 800-pound gorilla in the room, George Soros, and they are being pushed forward by a hysterical media that never apologized for Russia collusion and all the other lies, the Hunter Biden laptop suppression and the censorship. And here we are. And it's completely inappropriate to prosecute a former president even for crimes that are more serious than the one alleged, which is basically a record-keeping crime that isn't really even a crime. But for something so small to break precedent and indict a former president for the first time in American history, it's so destructive that for people like me, and I've said publicly that I'd like to see an alternative to Trump emerge in the Republican primary, for people like me, it's going to make us vote for Trump regardless of the policy issues, regardless of whether we think he can win in the general election, regardless of anything else. There's only one way to tell these people who are pulling off this heist, this judicial heist, that we won't accept it in this country, and that's to vote for Donald Trump, even if he's a terrible person and had terrible policies, and I don't agree with either of those statements. But this is the only way to stand up to people who want to abuse the justice system and to tell us that some Americans don't deserve the protection of the laws and the Constitution.
Well, it's interesting you talk about this case, and when you look at people that say it's a weak case, okay? So you had Michael Avenatti, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyer, basically goes to jail for bribery in this case. He says the case is weak. He says there's no case there. You got one of Michael Cohen's legal advisors that goes before the grand jury. He says there's no case there. Last night on the Real America's Voice show, I had Alan Dershowitz on. Dersh said this is the weakest case he's ever seen. There's no case. Now, you would expect that from Dershowitz because he's been a attorney for Trump. So I expect it. Except when I asked Dershowitz, I said, well, how does this compare to Hillary Clinton? She basically labeled a legal expense for the Russian dossier and that hoax. And you know what he said? Neither should be prosecuted. Now, I believe Hillary's could be, but I told him, I said, look, I'm biased. You know where I'm going to stand. I said, here's a guy who describes himself as a liberal who defends President Trump. And he says neither of those cases should be prosecuted. They're record keeping cases. They don't reach the level of prosecution. Neither of them. Now, I don't agree with him on Hillary, but that gives you some insight into where Alan Dershowitz is when it comes to fairness and the law. And when he says it's the weakest case going, I believe that guy.
The Hillary Clinton case is indeed different. And here I would agree with you that it might actually present a case for prosecution because look what it did. They lied to the Federal Election Commission about the money they spent on Fusion GPS to produce the phony Russia dossier, which then led to the Russia collusion hoax that consumed our politics for years and undermined the presidency of Donald Trump. That's a very, very serious lie. They got a slap on the wrist and a little fine for it, an administrative fine. But I think they could have been prosecuted because I think the results were so egregious. And not once did they step forward and say, you know, we did this. This was fraud. It was just a campaign thing. You know, we didn't mean to hurt anybody, but, you know, we did it. They never showed any contrition. The Stormy Daniels story is so minuscule. By the time the Stormy Daniels allegations had come out, Trump was already being accused with the various other allegations. There was the Access Hollywood tape. There was all kinds of other stuff. This was an alleged affair that happened in 2006, 10 years before the 2016 election. It affected nothing. I mean, you can say the affair might have led to bad media coverage for Trump, but the fact that they had a non-disclosure agreement, that Michael Cohen paid her, and that Trump reimbursed Michael Cohen, this did not affect any broader public issue in the United States other than Donald Trump's personal reputation, and you can argue Joel, Donald Trump's electoral chances, but it didn't have any larger import. It really is a bookkeeping thing, if that at all.
Let me say this as well, and everyone should remember. The left and the media loves to use this term hush money as if it's illegal, right? It makes it sound very illicit, hush money. That payment happens every day in America. Those agreements happen every day. So-called hush money is paid every day.
Whether things happen or not, a lot of rich people will say, make this go away. Yeah. And there it goes. Unbelievable. We're going to see what happens today, the rest of the week. Joel Pollack, always love having you here. Give him a follow right now at Joel Pollack. Check out Breitbart, of course. Get his new book, Rhoda, and join us every Wednesday when he's here with us. Joel, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.